local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3 6:14 here on a Thursday, one day closer to the weekend, and a lot to get to here. Another busy day, couple of big meetings happening today, one in Escambia and one in Santa Rosa counties. We'll get to those stories here coming up in just a moment. Almost to traffic and weather for the first time this hour, so quickly I'll get into our top three stories before Gracie gets us caught up on the roads. Number one, the Secret Service closing the investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House, saying they're failing to identify a suspect. They were unable to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the West Executive Avenue entrance when the cocaine was discovered. The House, meanwhile, set to vote on a series of controversial amendments to the defense spending bill. Hardline Republicans are hoping to use the amendments to tank Pentagon policies on diversity, climate change, and transgender-related medical services. And for the first over-the-counter birth control pill, getting the government green light, the FDA clearing Perrigo's once-a-day hormone-based O-pill to be sold without a prescription. The company won't start shipping the pill until early next year. There will be no age restrictions on sales. Those are your top three stories. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
6:15, we're looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. No major delays or slowdowns throughout 98 and throughout Windhaven Beach. Looking better, but 98 westbound. Expect some typical afternoon traffic getting into Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, the traffic line's 850-262-6111. For weather, we still have a little bit of light rain throughout our area. That's going to be throughout Pace, some areas throughout Perdido Key. So expect some light rain throughout the rest of this evening. Evening, it's 82 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. So the big story of the day in Escambia County, we had a planning board meeting today where developers wanting to put a mixed-use development of 1,500 acres in Molino were going there to ask for an opt-out of several parcels of, as part of the Escambia County sector plan, and also to rezone those to allow for higher density areas. About, oh, I don't know, 6 hours of the meeting was filled with public comment, Molino residents showing out.
Keep those developments in the city. We don't want them. We want our children safe. We want our community safe. And if you've been out there in the last couple of days, that property they want to build on, it's just washing out. It is nothing but floods. So when they go to build that area up, it's going to wash us out.
So ultimately, what happened was is that the Exit 3 Development Company, the ones who are making this request, they initially withdrew one of the opt-out requests based on public comment and meetings that they had had with residents recently. The second of those opt-out requests was denied by the planning board, and then the developer then withdrew their rezoning request. So this doesn't mean that the project is dead. They're just going to have to redo things, and who knows when they'll be back, but they will be back as they are planning on this development. We'll see what happens moving forward, but again, dozens of residents speaking out, and for the time being, they can claim victory that this is not moving forward, at least right now. The other issue in Santa Rosa County, the controversial proposal to ban shark fishing in designated areas of Navarre Beach is officially over.
The citizens are the reason why this is being stopped. And so, big thanks to all the citizens of this county. This county is for freedom. We are a conservative county, and we do not want our rights violated.
So that's Commissioner James Calkins. He and the rest of the board unanimously issuing a public resolution of support for fishermen and also saying that no fishing zones would be established. Happening now at the Brownsville Community Center, it's the fourth in a series of gun violence roundtables. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons leading that effort. Again, that's happening at the Brownsville Community Center. Also, the Pensacola Police Department announcing today a father and son, both charged with child porn possession. 56-year-old Christopher Lucky and 23-year-old Ethan, both facing 30 charges. The arrest came after police searched their home on Guilford Drive yesterday. They found a thumb drive, allegedly, and also a laptop, both allegedly containing 30 images of child porn, both now held on $450,000 bond. That's a look of what's happening here locally with some state headlines now. Staff at the Alligator and Wildlife Discovery Center near Tampa say nearly all of their animals died in a fire this morning. More than 250 exotic animals are housed there. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Also, there's more bad news for Florida's citrus farmers. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that 15.9 million 90-pound boxes of oranges are going to be harvested this year. It's expected to be the smallest crop in nearly 100 years. The decline is blamed on bacterial diseases, or on the bacterial disease that's called the citrus greening. It's also impacts include Hurricanes Ian and Hurricane Nicole that happened last year.
Some Florida snake hunters caught the largest Burmese python ever measured. The 19-foot python was caught Monday at Big Cypress National Preserve. It's now being studied at the Conservancy of Southwest Florida in Naples. The previous record was 18 feet 10 inches long, and that snake was also found in southern Florida back in 2020.
Also, a judge will allow two reenactments of the Parkland school shooting to go forward. The judge sided with five plaintiffs who want the reenactment as part of their civil suit against former school resource officer Scott Peterson. The judge will also allow Peterson's lawyers to stage their own reenactment. The reenactments are going to be recorded, but the judge has not decided if the jury will see either one.
6:21 right now. We'll take a break, and national headlines coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Join Stefan Schmidt for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9:30. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida sponsors the show. When Key Marine needs to hire service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical Center. It's the dream team. And you can learn more about how to care for your boat. So join them tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Autism Pensacola for the third annual Sensory Street on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th from 9 to 2 at the Downtown Museum of Commerce. Sensory Street is a free community event filled with lots of activities for children and families. Come by and dance, plant, count, play music, and make some fun memories. Sensory Street is hosted by Autism Pensacola, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, and sponsored by many other community supporters. See you soon at Sensory Street.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. 6:25 right now. Gonna get a quick update on traffic and weather together. We are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Still have some slowdowns on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach, but nothing too bad. If you see something, always feel free to call the traffic line. That number, 850-2626-111. And taking a look at weather, we still have a little bit of light rain throughout Milton, just north of that, just throughout Century. So expect some light rain throughout the rest of this evening. 82 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. National headlines today. President Biden says Vladimir Putin has already lost his war in Ukraine. Speaking in Finland, Biden said he doesn't believe that Putin could maintain the war for years and will eventually decide it's not in Russia's best interest. He says also that Ukraine will join NATO once the war comes to an end.
Also, Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. The abortion providers in the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop legislation, which would ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is set to sign the bill into law tomorrow, and the ACLU argues that the ban could be viewed as unconstitutional, saying that it would prevent thousands of Iowa residents from getting access to essential abortion care.
In Phoenix, a prolonged heat wave expected to get even hotter yesterday. They posted its 13th straight day of temps of at least 110 degrees.
We have deaths inside of homes within the city of Phoenix, and to us, that's just unacceptable.
So the record for Phoenix is 18 straight days of 110 degrees or higher. That was set back in the 70s. Forecasters say the city will break the record next week. By Friday, temps could reach 115 degrees.
Also, coming out of Pennsylvania, there's still no sign of escaped prisoner Michael Burham after a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive. So officials say that the homicide suspect, who is said to have survivalist skills, busted out of a Pennsylvania jail going through the roof overnight that happened last Thursday. An official who watched the surveillance video of the breakout said that Burham looked like a spider when he was escaping.
So that sparks to mind the GIF or meme or whatever of Noah Vosen and Jason Bourne, where he like realizes that it's Jason Bourne. He's like, oh my God, that's Jason Bourne. You know, kind of getting the similar vibes right now about this guy with survivalist skills. Vermont's governor touring areas of his state hit hardest by flooding this week.
Vermont has been through this before. We've proven that when the chips are down, that we help one another out, and we're doing that right now.
Governor Phil Scott says he's shocked by how widespread the flooding was. Emergency leaders say there have been over 200 flood rescues and 100 more evacuations, but no deaths directly linked.
Also, a Pennsylvania grand jury has found the Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue shooter eligible for the death penalty. The next phase of the trial will have families of victims speaking out. Robert Bowers was convicted last month of killing 11 people in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history that happened in 2018. The government wants the death penalty for Bowers, and now the jury will hear the evidence to decide whether Bowers will be sentenced to death or life in prison.
President Biden calling out Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville for blocking hundreds of military nominations over the Pentagon's abortion policy.
I expect the Republican Party to stand up and do something about it. They've been in their power to do that.
And Biden says the protest is ridiculous, suggesting it's affecting national security and military readiness as well. Finally, in New Jersey, family, friends, and first responders saying final goodbyes to one of the two firefighters that were killed battling the cargo ship fire.
We close our eyes and bow our heads collectively as one city, knowing that this man that we laid to rest here today was one of the very best amongst us.
Firefighters from all over the state came to honor the life of Augusto Acabu. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is helping his fiance out financially. Again, top three stories today. Secret Service says nothing to see here, closing their investigation with no suspects after the discovery of cocaine at the White House. Also, the FDA clearing the first over-the-counter birth control pill, and the House set to vote on a series of amendments regarding the National Defense Authorization Act. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Vermont is recovering from catastrophic flooding and faces more severe weather into the weekend. Fox's Nate Four reports from the state's capital.
Earlier this week, the Winooski River overflowed into Vermont's capital, into the downtown area. The result of that, the water rose over this defunct railroad track. Just a ton of debris has been left. Just some of the major cleanup effort that this state and this capital have ahead of them.
One resident is now confirmed dead. Actors will join Hollywood screenwriters on strike after talks between SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers broke down. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher says the union can't accept the current business model and expect to survive.
What are we doing? Moving around furniture on the Titanic?
Actors and writers are demanding higher pay rates and AI protections. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Hollywood is effectively closed for business right now. Unable to reach a deal with producers, members of the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG and AFTRA, will join up with more than 11,000 already striking film and television writers starting at midnight. Failed negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers means all film and television productions featuring actors will immediately halt, essentially shutting down Hollywood, the first tandem strike there since 1960. Stocks moved higher for a fourth straight day. The Dow Industrials today up 47 points. The S&P 500 gained 38. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 220, or 1.6%. If you're a fan of donuts and you're near a Krispy Kreme shop, check this out. The chain is celebrating its 86th anniversary tomorrow with a tasty deal. Buy a dozen donuts at regular price and get a second dozen glazed donuts for just 86 cents. Yeah, Krispy Kreme was founded in 1937. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. James Harden is reportedly upset about how 76ers GM Daryl Morey treated him in their contract negotiations. The two go way back, but Harden and the Sixers don't. He's been there a year and a half. Team isn't getting any better with him there, and I don't know what the future would hold. They have to do everything they can to win a title. Giving a huge contract to James Harden clearly isn't the way to do that. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nugs
spicy
and
chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty for me.
Frosty and a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find. A church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Thank goodness it's not Tuesday. It's Thursday and we're almost to the weekend. Just one more day. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more headlines. Joe's gonna give us a rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, and our slowdowns on 98 are finally looking good. So if you do see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. We are gonna get a quick update on weather. That's gonna be from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms continue to be in the forecast. In fact, on Friday, we could see it during the morning, midday hours, or afternoon hours, maybe even more than a few times during the day. So look out for a little bit of minor flooding as well. Rain chance about 80% Friday. So some clouds. If we do have some sunshine, we could heat things up into the low 90s. Otherwise, highs will be in the upper 80s. All right, weekend rain chances are also on the high side at 70%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We in Pensacola, it's 82. In Milton, it's 83. And 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Grace in News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at the world of sports today, Dick Vitale, ESPN legendary college basketball announcer, says he's now dealing with a third cancer diagnosis, says that he has vocal cord cancer, says he'll need 6 weeks of radiation, but notes that this cancer has an extremely high cure rate, and he plans to fight like hell so he can be ready to call games when the college hoop season begins. The NFL announcing its Hall of Fame semifinalists. They include legendary coaches Mike Shanahan and Tom Coughlin. Also, team owners Robert Kraft and Virginia McCaskey are up for induction. Major League Baseball, the last day of the All-Star break today. They'll be back in action tomorrow. But they announced today they're playing its first ever game in South Korea. The league says that the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres will open the 2024 season in Seoul. The teams will play a two-game series to open the season on March 20th and 21st. Here locally, Pensacola Ice Flyers have a familiar name as their new head coach. The team announced today that Gary Graham will head to the bench this year for the Ice Flyers. His first stint with the team ended with their first championship in 2013. After that, he went to his hometown of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and since then he's also had stints at the Omaha Lancers of the USHL and the Nottingham Panthers of the EIHL in England. He's racked up 250 wins across his career, so congratulations to him. And the Ice Flyers have a coach with a championship pedigree, a championship that he won right here in Pensacola, so that's pretty cool there. 640 on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Amazon says it saw its largest sales day ever during its two-day Prime Day sales event. The online retail giant announced its Prime members bought more than 375 million items, saved over $2.5 billion across the two-day sale. The first day of the event, July 11th, was the biggest sales day in its history.
Also, credit card interest rates remain historically high despite inflation cooling last month. Credit card interest rates now average 20%, the highest since bank rate started surveying and tracking the numbers back in 1985. The average credit card borrower has an outstanding balance of over $5,700.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says initial jobless claims for the week ending July 8th totaled 237,000. That's down from the previous week's 249,000.
Also, the Federal Trade Commission is investigating the company that created ChatGPT. The FTC is reviewing OpenAI company records on its handling of personal data. The commission is trying to determine whether the potential to give users inaccurate information.
Speaking with CNBC today, the CEO of Walt Disney Company is hinting that a sell-off of TV assets might be in the future. Bob Iger says that the company's core businesses, such as parks and resorts, studios, and streaming, are all doing exceptionally well, however.
I think the disruption of the traditional television business probably is the most notable. If anything, I'd say that the disruption of that business has happened to a greater extent than even I was aware.
Of course, Disney, among the stations they own, ABC and, ESPN. Pop culture news today, film and TV production grinding to a halt in Hollywood. The union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike.
Because the AMPTP remains unwilling to offer a fair deal on key issues essential to protecting the livelihoods of working actors and performers, SAG-AFTRA's national board unanimously voted to issue a strike order against the studios and streamers.
So we have the writers on strike now for a couple of months, and now it is the actors. So we'll see what happens here moving forward over these next weeks and months. New projects probably drying up really fast. New movies that maybe have announced dates. We'll see if those come out. So who knows?
Yeah, lots of strike action and soon UPS too,
yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, geez. July 31st.
Yeah. Also, Beyonce has her world tour, and it has arrived in America. The Renaissance Tour has made its first U.S. stop. That happened last night in Philadelphia. And the next stop is going to be this Saturday night. She'll be in Nashville at Nissan Stadium.
So Gracie and I's good juju wasn't enough for us to win, but we did get a win for somebody in Northwest Florida over in the Destin area. But nobody matched all six numbers from the Powerball last night, so the jackpot's now up to $875 million. The next drawing is Saturday night. Tomorrow's Mega Millions is up to $560 million.
And in some wacky and weird headlines coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, residents who phoned residents who phoned to pay their utility bills this week instead had their calls sent to a different location. They got in touch with a local McDonald's. Instead of connecting to an agent, the call went to a McDonald's. And employees said they were slammed with calls from confused residents. So hopefully this was a prank and not just a mix-up, because that's a pretty good one.
I hope it was a prank, and I would imagine that it sounded like Michael calling the Wendy's, thinking he was calling Wendy.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, confusion. And maybe it's like, well, you know, now that I'm on the phone with McDonald's, I might as well, you know, order some food.
Yeah, it's like,
and they're like, well, you got to come to the store. That's not how it works. If there's one group of people you never want to tick off, it's soon to be brides. Well, that's what happened near Houston when a bridal store suddenly closed without any warning whatsoever.
I spent most of that day last Saturday crying.
Their Facebook account went missing. Their Instagram went missing. Their Pinterest went missing. And we're still waiting for the instructions, which we, at this point, know we're not going
to get. So several brides say that they ordered dresses, put down deposits that were and were never notified. So the money's likely gone now. And, of course, they're scrambling to find new dresses, too.
Yikes. That has got to be tough. Also, a wacky and weird one coming out of a Cold War era silo. So if you ever wanted to live in a Cold War era silo, well, now's your chance. YouTuber Andrew Flair bought a nuclear missile silo for $550,000 and renovated it. There's only one bedroom and one bathroom, but at the bottom of the silo, it's filled with water. There's a little raft in there, and you can paddle around, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Wanted to sell it as a turnkey. You could literally live down there if you wanted to. Property, movie theater screen, and popcorn machine, and foosball table. I thought, if you're gonna stay underground, you need to have a little extra things to make it feel, you know, more comfortable.
So this is, he bought it for $550. He's now listed it for $750. It's like 50 miles outside of Lincoln, Nebraska. So if you like the idea of living isolated,
yeah,
this is pretty much it. And, you know, I mean, unique looking homes certainly have a market. I know people can and do pay big money for those. So you're looking at a nuclear missile silo that is outfitted now to essentially be a bachelor pad. You can go for a little paddle whenever you want, you know, with water at the bottom of it. So I think that's pretty cool as well. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if somebody buys this and what ultimately happens to them here. But $750,000, that's a pretty penny to pay for a single bedroom, single bathroom pad.
But if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, too, you're all set. Saved. So
you're looking at it here. So it looks like it's mostly underground. Is that the,
I think the impression? So, yeah. That's supposed to be the layout of it. So just over, yeah, I believe that's the layout of it. So, okay. I mean, it looks safe to me. It's mostly underground and then water at the bottom, I guess.
All right.
Looks pretty big, though, to me.
I'm going to pass on that, but you know, somebody else may not. So we were talking on really throughout the show about our
Guilty pleasures,
TV shows, and this came out of the discussion about the bridal shop that closed. Because I admitted during the first hour that one of my guilty pleasure shows in the past, I haven't seen it in I don't know how long, but has been Say Yes to the Dress. And I will say the New York one, not the Atlanta or whatever other ones that there are, but the original one, the New York one, I have enjoyed watching that from time to time. I don't really know why. It's just the show that it comes on and it's just like, oh, okay, there's a little bit of drama, girls, you know, trying to find the dress or whatever, mainly before I got married. But since then, I haven't really watched it. And then the other show that I really liked, and my wife hates it. She didn't watch it very much, but, and, you know, she's a little more sensitive to language than I am. And the Netflix show Love is Blind has a lot of it. So she won't really watch it, but the snippets that she has, it's just like grotesque. The Bachelor, Bachelorette's another one where she just like, okay, this is so stupid. And I actually, there in working here in the past, you know, there was a couple girls who worked in the sales department that would have what's her name?
Like Bridget and Amanda? What are you talking about?
So yeah, Amanda was one of them. Callie and then Miranda. Yeah. So they would have parties to watch The Bachelor, and I would always try to invite myself over to them. But I was never extended that courtesy. But that was another one that from time to time I get interested in. So we've been having fun with this today, talking about your guilty pleasures, the shows that you would be embarrassed if people knew that you watched them. And you said that you've recently started watching The League and that that is your guilty pleasure. So you said you're through season one here. Or you're getting through season one.
Yeah.
How many episodes have you watched so far?
I'm probably like 8 in, maybe. I'm watching it on Hulu. So it was just one lazy Sunday. My boyfriend was like, oh, we should watch this show. It'll be funny. And I was kind of like, okay. I was like tears, like laughing really? So hard. So it's just such an easy watch.
There's so many scenes and just memes and highlights that I want to just send you now because I love the fact that you are in on The League, but I will refrain because I don't want to spoil anything. But one of the things that you would have seen already, and it's one of my favorites, is the sidebar that Ruxin and Kevin have when the guy who got caught stealing from convenience stores and they're negotiating how many years he gets with the draft pick.
Yes, and the lawyer, they're in that room.
Yeah. Right.
No,
and he's like, I just stole a Kit Kat last week. Keep it small. Nobody knows. So, yeah, I love Ruxin. I love every character certainly has its quirks. And I think what I have found, and, you know, being in a fantasy football league, the same league for 5 or 6 years, there are definitely people in the league that identify as some of those characters. I am most closely Ruxin.
Oh my goodness.
In my league.
You guys have a trophy.
Yeah, we have a trophy. Okay. We've had trophies in the past. We have a championship belt now.
Oh my goodness.
We don't have a Shiva, but we have the Sacco Bowl. So we've adopted things from the league. We are, every year we tell ourselves that we're going to do a destination draft.
Oh my gosh.
Based on, you know, the league, they go to Vegas or they go to other places. We're just trying to get everybody down to like, Gulfport or Biloxi or something like that. And that's become a task too great right now. But anyway, a texter says Friends is a guilty pleasure. Look, I love Friends. I am not guilty about that at all. I've actually gotten my wife in on now some of them. Now, some of the shows I think are a little over the top as far as just their content that I don't really appreciate. But my favorite episode of Friends, while we're talking about it, it's the episodes where – are you familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the episode where Joey moves out and Eddie moves in. And then Eddie won't leave, and you'll have to look up who Eddie is on Friends, and you'll see him, and you're like, oh, okay, I know who that guy. He plays in Saving Private Ryan. He's one of the soldiers.
Yeah.
So that's one of my guilty pleasures along with you here. A couple texters saying, they're embarrassed for me, but I just honest about myself.
I do have a question while we're on the guilty pleasure topic. So Love is Blind, they had a live streaming on Netflix and it like crashed because so many people were trying to get on it. Were you?
No.
I want to know. Are you that into Love is Blind that you were on the live stream?
No. Okay. I watched most of just the first season.
Okay.
I don't know how many seasons there have been since then, but I just, for whatever reason, I just started watching and I was like, okay, this is stupid. These people are dumb. This is totally forced and it's obvious. I mean, it's like none of these people love each other. None of them do. And just to see them force their way through this thing, like to get out of the pod, to go to the resort, to meet the parents, it was just so just over the top. Like this is not legitimate at all. And for some reason, I just couldn't look away. 6:52. On that note, we'll take a break, come back with a final look at good news to wrap up a Thursday edition of Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
Waiting for.
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to give you one last look at what's going on in the roads and give you a rundown of weather. Well, I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at our forecast coming up tomorrow, where you're not getting away from the rain. Tomorrow, we're actually going to have some heavy rain throughout the day at 80% for Friday with a high of 90. So just keep that in mind that we're going to be seeing some rainstorms all throughout our Friday. Friday night, the chances do go down to 30% with a low of 77. For this evening, we do have 70% chance of thunderstorms. That's going to be mostly after 7 p.m., so we may be seeing some in just a bit, but it's a low of 77, and the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar is looking pretty good right now with just some light rain over Garcon Point. It is 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So finishing out this hour with a quick recap of how Mission Impossible did last night. It's got about $15.5 million on its opening day Wednesday. Dead Reckoning Part 1 is expected to bring in about $90 million into the North American box office over the 5-day weekend.
And in some good news to finish off, two preteens from Michigan are being called heroes after rescuing a 7-year-old boy named Griffin who had sunk to the bottom of the pool. So they were able to pull the kid up, and then the mother performed CPR once he was out. This is some audio from the sheriff. This is Sheriff Christopher Swanson, and one of the rescuers. The 12-year-old boy, Noah, was talking about saving the small child.
The 7-year-old wasn't breathing. He was blue. And he was lifeless.
I just thought it was the right thing because I don't want to let someone die.
Very cool there. Also in Alabama, a woman who's a recovering addict asked her boss if he'd show up at her custody hearing and testify to help her get her job, her kids back, rather. Instead, he offered to shut down the whole company for a day so all 70 employees could go tell the judge how great she is. In the end, it wasn't necessary. She did get custody again. Tim Cross owns a trucking and logistics company called ETA, and that's all about giving people second chances. Most of his employees are in recovery for drugs or alcohol, so that is an awesome story there out of Alabama, and an owner who's giving second chances. And how about that? I mean, people over profits,
yes,
for sure. When you make the offer to shut down your entire company operations for a day so everybody could go support one of your employees, that says more than any money that he'll ever have.
Yep.
So very cool there. Well, that's going to do it for us here on a Thursday. Gracie, a well-deserved extra couple of days off. You're having fun with your family in North Carolina, right?
Yes, I'll be out tomorrow. Joe's taking over ship without me.
That's right. we'll have John Pickens in. He'll be producing and co-hosting with me. Looking forward to that. But you have a great weekend. And thanks to the listeners, all of your interaction today. Hey, haters are going to hate, man. I like girly shows, and it's okay. I can live with myself.
You're listening to